It's a schuster and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we're going to do every week, as we do, we're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Parshas Ekev, Parag Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vaya Ekev Tishmu'un, Eis ha-mishpatim ha-ele u-shmartem va-sisem osam v'shamar Hashem Elokecha. And it will be because of your listening to these commandments and your observing and performing them. And Rashi tells us why the Lashon of Ekev, which we all know, im ha-mitzvos ha-kolos, if they're such easy mitzvos to do, they're light for a person can fulfill them without really working. Sh'adam dash v'akevav. Tishma'un, even the more so, says the Medrash, when you have hard mitzvahs, it will work out. So the question is, that the Achronim are trying to figure out, are we talking about the scar, when you do these mitzvahs, are we talking about the scar in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba? And the Mefarshim say, seemingly we're talking about the scar in this world. However, in last week's Parsha, right at the end, in Parshas of Eschanon, the Pasuk says in Parag Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vishamarta et ha-mitzvah v'esachukim et ha-mishpatim, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lasosam. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Kaf Beis that we're talking about Olam Haba. So which one is it? When we get schar and we do the mitzvos, are we getting schar in Olam Hazeh or last week's Parsha, Olam Haba? Question one. Question two. Parakhes, Pasuk Aleph, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmarun. Right? All the commandment. And the obvious question is, what do you mean? We have 613 commandments. So why Kol ha-mitzvah? We know the only thing that's not a machlokes, the Gemara tells us at the end of Makos, that's 613 mitzvos. That's the only not a machlokes. All the Rishonim debate, what are the mitzvos? What is defined by 613? But no one disagrees that there are 613 mitzvos. So why over here does it say Kol HaMitzvah? So who picks up on it? Obviously, Rashi. Rashi picks up right away, right? If you guys do Shnai Mikra, obviously, but if you're not doing it, start now. Rashi says Kol HaMitzvah im hischalta mitzvah. If you start to do a mitzvah, gemara so, and finish it. Now the Or HaChaim has a totally different shot, and I want to talk about the Or HaChaim. Again, we'll call that question too. I don't know if that's a question. What's the Or HaChaim shot? How can you learn this pasuk differently? Lastly, again, we'll call it 3A and 3B, even though they're not really related at all. But, you know, when you hear a couple more questions than 3, your brain goes a little crazy. Not you guys. You guys are smart guys. We know that at the end of the parsha, we talk about benching. And it says, V'achalta v'savata uberakta. Right, benching is clearly the only bracha d'oraisa. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Birchas HaTorah. However, clearly according to everyone, benching is a d'oraisa. And it's very interesting because the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Membov, Memzayin, talks about what is part of benching, and we all know what's part of benching. There's different aspects. There's bris. There's Torah, there's Umikotov Leomai Chasreinu, there's Yerushalayim. And the question is that Rav Nechemya Kornitzer, who was the last chief rabbi of Krakow, the father-in-law of Shabtai Frankel, but he asked the question, why are you throwing in all this stuff? We're talking about benching. So why are you throwing in Yerushalayim? And we're throwing in Torah and Bris. And we know the Gemara talks about of women. What are they chayav in? And Haruge Beitar. Why? Why is all of this stuff included? And lastly, the Torah tells us, quote 3b, Vato Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shol Meimcha, Meimach, Kim Liyira, Es Hashem Elokecha. Right? Found in Parag Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vato Yisrael. And the Gemara in Menachos, we're learning Gemara, right? The Gemara in Menachos says, Al tikri ma ela meya. So there's a very interesting Torah, Tamima. He says that if you look in this Pasuk, There are 99 letters. I didn't really count. I'm taking his, you guys can count. But we need an extra letter of Aleph to make it Meyer. That's a nice drasha. But we know the Gemara tells us in Menachos, Al Tikri Ma Elameya, and a person should do 100 brachos every single day. Now, how does that fit in with this pasuk? Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me. You could say why? Because of the letters of Ma and Meya. I mean, it's a drasha. But what does this have to do with Yiras Hashem? Oh my God, my phone is on. That is really embarrassing. Okay, it's okay, it's okay. So now we see it's real, okay. But, so what does that have to do? So let's just repeat the questions. Because if you have them in your pocket, that's the way to go. But you gotta know the questions, okay? Question one, when we say the Ekev Asher, the beginning of the parasha, are we talking about Olam Hazeh? Are we talking about Olam Haba? Probably have to do the shir again, but it's okay. Okay, yeah. So are we talking about Olam Haba or Olam Hazeh? When the idea of Kol HaMitzvah, Rashi says that you got to finish the mitzvah, or Chaim gives a different shot. Third question is, V'achalta v'savata u'beirachta, that the idea of benching, why are we mentioning all these things? And lastly is, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach, of Yira, Al Tikri Ma Elameya. What does it have to do with the pasuk? So I'll tell you the yisod, and we're going to try to build upon this yisod. The yisod is like this. The Chafetz Chaim says, he says this in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the great Rabbi Shlomo Meir Kagan, right? The great Chafetz Chaim. He says this in Parak Yud Os Beis. He says, Va'ato Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha. Va'ato, and now. A lot of times what happens is a person, again, we're goal-oriented people, we look to the future, but sometimes a person, if he wants to change and he wants greatness, he has to look at the present. V'ato. Today is the day, as the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, that a person needs to think that today is the day that I'm going to accomplish. Today is the day that I'm going to shtayg. Today, V'ato Yisrael. Right now, what could I do? What could I accomplish right now? Now, it's very interesting. We just recently had Tubav, right? The Gemara tells us in Tainus and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, that there were different things that happened on Tubav. We know that the people stopped dying. The Gemara also says that it's the happiest day of the year with Shidduchim. Not that you guys know about Shidduchim yet, but the girls would go out in the white, right? And there would be Shidduchim, the happiest day of the year. The women of Solofkod, they were only allowed to marry within their tribes. Finally, on Tubav, they were allowed to marry out. A lot of different things. A lot of different things. What is the idea about all these different things? Is that right now, even though all these things happen, people took action. Life is about taking action, not being afraid, realizing that, again, we might have challenges, but not that all. Right now, what am I going to accomplish right now? I'll tell you a story. I always like stories that, so I was once talking about this idea, you know, of course, we're future-oriented people, but we have to look in the present also. So I was talking to one of my talmidim, and I said, we got to change. How are we going to change ourselves? So I was telling him that, listen, I want to exercise every day, right? I want to exercise even after playing the 3-on-3. I push it, can't move, I can't move my body. I can't believe I ripped up my feet, literally, right? It's, you know, the parsha says that they had in the midbar, the shoes grew with them. So I wish, telling you, right? I mean, the advantage was that first round, I did knock out my Rebbe and the director, Rebbe Benemit, so that was, all right, whatever. I'm not trying to gloat about it, but I'm gloating about it. Yeah, but we did lose in the third round, tough game. But, why am I talking about basketball? We always talk about basketball. Okay, sorry. But, so I said to this Talmud, you know, I want to exercise, and I also want to get to shul early. You know, I'm not, there's some people that are morning people. A lot of people are not morning people. And I said, I want to get to shul early. And so I said to him, what do you want to do? He's like, well, I don't have a problem getting to shul early. I'm like, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. So he's like, I don't have a problem getting to shul early, but I want to learn for 15 minutes before davening. So we decided we were going to take a challenge upon ourselves. Yeah, we're going to take a challenge. He's going to try to do that, and I'm going to try to exercise. So one morning, I decided that I was going to, I live in Givat Zev, I was going to go totally, there's a huge hill. So I woke up really early. I probably didn't go to sleep the whole night, because whatever. So I woke up, I went up the hill, and I'm like, oh, I felt like, I don't know if you guys know, Rocky Balboa. Da-da-da-da. I was like going, you know, not fast, but walking, going up the hill, right? And then I was going, I felt so good about myself. And I made it up the hill, and then I went to shul, and I got to shul early, and I'm like looking at all these people that come late. And they're like, I'm like, wow, you know, don't you believe in davening? Like, how can you come late? How can you come late to davening? Right? So I showed myself, not saying it was only one day, but I showed myself that you have to make change. And he also, right away, he made change. But sometimes making change is great, but it's hard to keep it up. It's hard to keep up the change, as we all know. You know, we take things upon ourselves, but it's hard to keep up the change. You know, the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov Lam, and he says there's a difference between Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon. As we know, by Birchas HaTorah, we say it before we actually learn. But Birchas HaMazon, we say afterwards. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, why is that? Because when a person's eating the physicality, he needs to be satiated. He needs to get it. But Torah, the spiritual essence of who we are, the only reason why we survived throughout this whole Golus is because we had the Torah unifying us. If we didn't have the Torah, everyone would do whatever they wanted, and then the whole thing would fall apart. But the reason why Hashem has given us the books to keep everyone together, so says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's why we say it before. Why do we say it before? Because the essence of Klal Yisrael. So now we all want, we're mamish, we're steiging, we're learning menachos, and we're doing great. But I want to talk about two ways of change that we could do in a very practical way. And I know it's easier said than done. Trust me, I'll tell you just what happened this morning. But it's easier said than done. And then hopefully we're going to answer all the questions. Sometimes I don't answer any of the questions. But hopefully we're going to answer some of the questions. Now, one idea that I know is definitely hard for me, whenever someone says that, they're trying to say it's hard for you also, right? But one idea that definitely hard for me is benching from a bencher. Benching from a sitter. Okay? Rav Shach, the great Gadol Hador, Rav Shach, who was literally the Gadol Hador, at age 92, I was actually zoiche to go. It was my shana bet. I was able to go. I'm a kohen, but there was like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people there, so I wasn't nervous. I was going to get near the body, even though I got near his body. We don't talk about that. But it was on a Friday, and I went to Bnei Brak, and I almost got stuck in Bnei Brak through Shabbos. That would have been an awesome story just within that. But I was able to run across a highway to get a bus. Okay, whatever. But Rav Shach, at the age of 92, took upon himself that he's going to bench from a bencher. Can you imagine the Gadol Hador at 92 years old is going to bench? Is there a flood? Yeah, is going to bench from a bencher? The guy knew benching when he was like 8 months old. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, he needs to bench, but no. He took it upon himself that he's going to bench from a bencher. But you know, as we all know, eating bread is an investment, right? Why is eating bread an investment? Because you got a bench, right? I rather take a meal like a schnitzel meal and a rice where I get my bori nefashos than a bench. But I'll tell you one time that it might be in what you need to do on Shabbos. You have three meals. You got to have bread. So at least one time, again, change is hard, which we're talking about. Change is hard. But at least one time, you take upon yourself to bench from a bencher. I don't know if you guys know Rav Yitzchak Kohn, right? Big person in right? Whenever he says, I don't know if you guys ever seen it, when he says, when he comes out of the bathroom, he takes out a little card and he says, Asher, it's amazing. He says, Asher Yotzar with Kavana from this little card, right? We probably got the card in the mail, whatever we did with it. And he takes out the card and he says, Asher Yotzar, because you can have more Kavana. Now, I'm not just saying you should bench from a sitter. I'm going to tell you something else. Bench out loud. So now what? What? I'm not in third grade, you know, like when we were, you know, the rabbi was going around and like we start screaming on top of our lungs. Ah, right, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. You want to get those tickets for their apple? So again, I hope we're a little more mature than that. But if a person benches out loud, again, you know, you can make a whole song out of it if you want. But if you bench out loud, or at least say the words out loud, so that will be amazing. I'll tell you an awesome story. We love stories. Yeah? We love stories. Yeah, oh my God, it's late already. Oh God, we have to answer the questions. Yeah, okay, I'll tell you an awesome story quickly. There was a guy that went to the library, and he was a big chacham, and he was like, he was trying to find all these random svarim. Okay, yeah. So he was trying to find all the random svarim, and he had bread, and he decided he was going to bench out loud. And he was benching out loud, and he said he added the word shelo nevosh velo yikashel. So I don't have a lo yikashel, to set a different girsa. And when he was saying it out loud, the librarian heard him. And the librarian was not a frum lady. And she wasn't dressed so sneezily. She wasn't a frum lady. And she came over to him and she said, "Where did you get that in your benching below yikashel?" So he's like looking at her like, "What? Are you listening? Like, what? What's going on here?" So she says, "Can you find me where it says velo yikashel?" So this guy was a really emistika guy. He takes down her. He says, "I don't know. I'm going to look all over for it." He can't find it. He says, "Let me take down your address. And if I find it somewhere, I'll send it to you." Okay? So he takes down her address. Around a year later, he's looking around. Finally, he finds it. He finds it in like a random Haggadah that he was using. And this had the girsa of velo yikashel. So what did he do? He's an honest guy. So he sends it. He photocopies and he sends it to this lady. 2 years later, he gets an invitation in the mail to come to the chasana, but not only that, on the bottom of it, it says, "Please come to the wedding." You know, when you ever get an invitation, it says, "Please come." You're like, "I gotta come." So the guy goes to the wedding. He has no clue who this is. He goes to the wedding, and then doesn't know anyone. He's like, "What am I doing here? I just traveled this way. I don't know anyone from this wedding." And then they say, right after the woman gets married and she comes out of Ichur and all the thing, they say, "The Kala wants to talk to you." He's like, "The Kala wants to talk to me? Like what? Like, what do you mean the Kala wants to talk to me?" So she says, "Listen, I was going out with a non-Jew. And my parents were furious. And they said, you can't marry a non-Jew." And I was going back and forth. And I turned to Hashem and I said, "Hashem, if you give me a sign that I shouldn't marry this guy, then I won't marry him." And that day, I got the letter from you, "Velo yikashel." Don't stumble. And I saw it as a sign from God. We broke up. And a year later, I found my chassin, Baruch Hashem, religious, keep Shabbos. And you're at the chassinah right now. Now, you can take a lot of things out of that story. But one thing I took out of that story is the reason why that happened is because the guy benched out loud. We could take upon ourselves to bench. You know, it's funny, when I'm thinking about this, right, I wasn't 100% sure if I was speaking, I had bread in the car, and I'm like, maybe I should listen to myself. I took out a venture. I had a venture in my pocket, and I actually benched. They're like, people are probably looking at me like, "What are you doing?" Right? But again, if you bench from a bencher one time a week, you can do it more also. That's how you can make change. I'll tell you another way to make change. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomeima. Al tikri ma elameya. What does that mean? Al tikri ma elameya. 100 brachos. You know we're supposed to say 100 brachos a day? You know how hard it is to say brachos with kavana? Take one bracha a day. Think about it for 30 seconds. It's not easy. You know, someone would tell you, you're gonna get a one on a test. One out of 100. You'd be like, what are you talking about? I actually had friends that once actually handed me blank. You get a zero, you know what I'm saying? But imagine if you tell a guy, "I'm getting one out of 100, 1%. But again, we have to start small, and it's not easy. 30 seconds before we start benching, think about what you're doing. Kind of a legend says that what is a bracha? We're not blessing God. Who are we to bless God? No, it says, which you all know, this kind of legend, Baruch is Brecha. He's the source of it all. When a person says a bracha, he is showing that Hashem is the source. So let's try to answer up some of these questions. We wanted to know, when a person, Ekev Asher Shomer, is it talking about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? And you guys, once I asked the question, you said, obviously, you know the answer. Because if a person works on his Olam Hazeh, and he makes his Olam Hazeh Geshmak, and he brings Torah really into his life, and he makes the Avodas Hashem really into his life, then it will affect his Olam Haba. He'll have a greater portion in his Olam Haba. We see, again, what we see in front of us is the Olam Hazeh. This week's Parsha is talking about the Olam Hazeh, all the different brachas. You know, again, Rav Shach was once talking, and he said, listen, there's a big gevir. I forgot exactly who it was, maybe Rothschild, someone, and he said, listen, he might have a bigger Olam Haba than me. He gives out millions and millions and millions of dollars to Stucca. But all I know is I have a better Olam Hazeh than him. Because the fact that I read a famous story, the fact that I steig, and the fact that I grow and I have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a great Olam Hazeh. So when a person works on the Olam Hazeh, he'll get the greater Olam Haba. Mitzvah, Koha Mitzvah, Rashi says that when you start a project, finish it. Says the Aruch Chaim, no, similar to what we're saying now. Koha Mitzvah, take action. Take action. Actions speak louder than words. Koha Mitzvah, we're not talking about all the 613 mitzvahs, but any mitzvah you do, now, Va'atol, like the Chafetz Chaim, take action now. Says Rav Nechemya Kornitzer, why all these different topics? Why are we talking about all these different themes in benching? We're like talking to throw in the hole because we're showing that benching, V'yachalta v'savata u'birachta, yes, Hashem gives us nourishment. He gives us food. He gives us physicality. But it's not just about the physicality. It's also the spirituality. It's the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's everything. It's the Torah, as we are talking about, as we're involved in such a high level. It's Haruge Beitar, showing that Hashem is practically still in our lives, that even though there was bad things that happened, they still found the bodies, and they were totally intact. And it's Yushalayim. Tosfos writes in Balabasar, in Daf Chaf Aleph, he says, Yushalayim, why is Yushalayim so great? Why is it Yiras Hashem? So why? Says Tosis, because when you went to Yerushalayim, you saw them involved in the Avodas HaKarbonos. You saw everything involved. You saw the Yiras Hashem. When we speak about benching Yerushalayim, it represents the connection to Hashem, to the Yiras Hashem. And lastly, Al Tikri Ma Elameya. So it's not just throwing in a one little aleph. I once heard from Rav Torsky Shlita, the way to get the Yiras Hashem in a practical way is through our brachas. We're saying 100 a day. Through our brachas. Start with one a day. It's not easy. Maybe two a day. Think 30 seconds before you have that drink of water. What are you doing? You're showing that Hashem has given you water. Again, we take a lot of things for granted. But we can show that Hashem is practically in our lives. So again, Vata. Take action now. Take small things. Benching. Bench from a sitter at least once a week, once a day, however, whatever you want to do. But also focus on your brachas. Realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives in a very real way. And everyone should have an amazing Parshas Ekev.